I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, Oscar Pistorius and his carbon fiber legs were just barely good enough to make the London Olympics. We'll speak to a scientist with thoughts of faster on his mind. But first, I hope you're enjoying the play of Kobe Bryant and LeBron James, not to mention that of Manu Ginobili, Pau Gasol et al., because stars of that magnitude, or at least of that age, may not be long for the Olympics. Jerry Longman of the New York Times joins me from London to explain. Jerry, welcome back to Only a Game.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me.
The NBA is presently, quote, reassessing the league's involvement with the Olympics. What's Commissioner David Stern's problem with the current format?
He's got several problems. One is that they're concerned that players, particularly the foreign players, are having to play too many games in the off season for their national teams, that they're being pressured to play for their national teams and leaving them tired and prone to injury for the NBA season. I interviewed the commissioner recently, and he said that, you know, Yao Ming's career was widely believed to be shortened because he was pressured to play too many games for the Chinese national team. The other concern, especially with Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, is that by forming their own world championship, Cuban hopes that the NBA could begin its sort of own world championship competition as a counterpoint to the Olympics and make its own money and pay players who are not paid for playing in the Olympics.
One alternative to the present system would have each country sending a team of players under the age of 23 to the Games. Soccer at the Olympics is a U23 competition. But having seen the world's greatest players every 4 years since 1992, I wonder, would spectators feel that that show was diluted?
You know, I actually think it would be a mixed feeling. I think there is some feeling that the NBA does not belong in the Olympics, that it sort of overshadows the minor sports like archery and badminton or sports like that that don't get any attention. On the other hand, I do think the Dream Team beginning to play in 1992 helped expand world basketball. In 1992, I think the NBA had 23 players from 11 countries. Now there are, you know, 75 players from various international countries. And the NBA was watched in 88 countries then, and it's now 217 countries and territories. So clearly the NBA has benefited from this, you know, having their players in the Olympics. Now, FIBA at this point is kind of torn about what to do, because it's clear that, like soccer, if the NBA players left the Olympics, the competition would be severely devalued.
Kobe Bryant of the Lakers has called the idea of a U23 basketball tournament at the Olympics, quote, stupid. I wonder if he's representative.
I think that may be the one thing that actually would keep the Olympic competition in its current format, that the players seem to love it. If the current system is preserved, it may be simply because, you know, these people that we criticize as just pampered millionaires actually want to be here and play for free. They want to have a good time.
Jerry, you've written that Commissioner Stern might like to see a basketball equivalent to soccer's World Cup. Meanwhile, FIFA, International Soccer's governing body, is proposing to lower the age restrictions on Olympic participation from 23 to 21 to further protect the brand of its quadrennial competition. Does either organization really have anything to fear from unrestricted Olympic participation?
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, the Soccer World Cup is such a huge event. It's much bigger than the Olympics and much more popular around the world. I don't think soccer would have anything to lose from letting their teams play, except for this. I mean, the soccer season is a very short window of the off season. I mean, the soccer season goes for 10 months. Teams are already playing their exhibition games. So maybe only for in the sense of fatigue, maybe that's what they hear. I think the NBA may have more to lose by preventing its players from coming to the Olympics. It could hurt development in other nations, and I think they'd have a lot more to lose than soccer would.
Thanks to the worldwide popularity of soccer, FIFA has the power to tell the International Olympics Committee how their tournament will be organized. But does David Stern have that kind of clout, or does he only aspire to have it?
I mean, there are two ways to change the Olympic basketball tournament to an under-23 game, and that is for FIBA, the world governing body of basketball, to agree to it. Or, theoretically, Stern could unilaterally just say no teams will release any players over the age of 23 to play in the Olympics. But he doesn't want to appear heavy-handed and doesn't want to appear the ugly American. I think he's torn. I think Stern is torn about which way to go. But you know, they've changed the name of the Basketball World Championship to the World Cup. So there seems to be a movement towards having the Olympics in under 23 and trying to promote the World Cup.
Well, let's assume that you're right and there is a movement toward change in the format of Olympic basketball competition. When is it likely to come?
It's likely to come at the earliest at the 2020 Summer Olympics, which have not been awarded yet. I think Stern would like to try to build a consensus with in the international basketball community to convince people that it would be a good idea for the sport because they could promote this World Cup. I think he believes that if the NBA prohibited its own players from playing in the Olympics at the next games, it would be too precipitous and engender a lot of bad feelings internationally.
Jerry Longman covers sports for the New York Times. Jerry, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it.